I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I have the legal director for the ACLU in Georgia, Sean Young, on the phone to give us an update of the absentee ballot application and the process of voting this year, the process that many of us will participate in for the first time. Sean Young, thank you for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about the absentee ballot where you have to put a stamp on it. You all have filed a lawsuit claiming that it's unconstitutional and basically that it is a poll tax, something I said the first day this was announced. Tell us about that lawsuit.
Well, you were very smart because that's exactly right. And what I find interesting about this case is it's pretty straightforward. You don't really have to be a lawyer to understand it. It's basic. Mm-hmm. Right now, in order to submit an absentee ballot, you have to put a stamp on it. And that's a poll tax because you are spending money on a prerequisite in order to vote.
It's real straight and simple. Why is it that the state, along with some other organizations that were basically coordinating this methodology of sending out the mailers to over 6 million registered active voters, why is it that someone didn't raise their hand and say, wait a minute, should we not pay for the postage?
That's a really great question. I don't know. The ACLU of Georgia did send a letter to the Secretary of State, which was public, and we did ask for some improvements to the process, since, as we all know, vote by mail will skyrocket this year. One of those asks was that we do a prepaid postage stamp on the envelopes for absentee ballots. And we said this was a poll tax. And they didn't respond, so we had no choice but to go to court.
Where is the court case at now, and how long will it take to get through to full adjudication?
That's a great question. I'll give you the kind of lawyerly answer first. The lawyerly answer is that it's very hard to predict because it all depends on the judge. I've done cases that were over in a few days. I've done cases that took years. But I can tell you this. We are asking that this issue be solved for the upcoming primary. And because it's been delayed 3 weeks, there's more time to implement it. But really, and look, we understand everyone's under a lot of strain right now. Look, and democracy waits for no one. But if it's not possible to get it done for the June primary, we are asking that it at least be done for the runoff and definitely have it be done well before November.
Wow, this is so interesting because it's a clear violation of a constitutional mandate. It definitely creates a poll tax scenario. Everybody does not have access to technology to simply take a picture and email it or send in a fax. And this is something that should be addressed quickly. What's the remedy? What's the real remedy here? Because people are already voting.
That's right. So I think we are at the point where we understand it's probably not possible to go backwards, right? And if someone's already voted, to reverse engineer that whole thing, I think would cause a lot of confusion. So what we are asking for is forward-looking relief, which is basically let's fix it now so that future voters do not have to pay for postage. And look, I know a lot of mailings, a lot of absentee ballot applications have gone out already. We're just saying from now on, let's get it right, especially by November. But I do want to clarify one thing, if I may. between the situation between applications and ballots. The absentee ballot application, which certain registered voters got in the mail, and by the way, it was not all registered voters.
Was not all registered voters, right? No. Registered and active is what they said.
Exactly. And the difference between active and inactive, that's a whole nother topic, but it's a made-up category by the government, and it basically punishes people who don't vote in every single election. They're considered right. inactive, which is obviously absurd. So the application can be mailed, and we're saying that needs to be postage paid, and it can be emailed, like you were discussing earlier. And, of course, as you said, a lot of people don't have the Internet, and it's not possible. For the absentee ballot, however, that can only be mailed in. I want to make that very clear. You cannot email the absentee ballot. So at least for the absentee ballot, you have no choice if you want to vote by mail but to buy your own stamp and put it on it. And that's why the absentee ballot itself is even more problematic than the application.
It's insane, man. I mean, this is a poll tax, pure and simple. And obviously, you can't reverse engineer, as you said, this process. But we have to create a policy, a de facto policy moving forward, that states cannot duplicate this madness we're doing right now in Georgia. You cannot charge people a damn penny to vote. It's a poll tax. It's the essence of the rule. You can't do it. I appreciate you all for being on top of it. How can people follow the Georgia ACLU and stay on top of this?
We would just encourage everyone to come to our website, which is www.aclugA.org. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. These kind of things can sometimes move rather quickly, so we encourage people to sign up for our social media, and they will get updates right away.
Sean, I appreciate you, man. Thank you for what you do. You do the work of God, all right? Anytime you need to come on the show, you have access, okay, my friend?
All right. More than happy to. Thank you for having me.
All right, anytime. 404-892-2703. You're getting real with the realest man on radio, the Rashad Richard Morning Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.